Sitting on the beach in the resort city of Qinhuanggao in the northeastern part of Hebei, the library has a simple silhouette and bare concrete facade. Inside, the structure takes on a bit more life with elevated bench seating, allowing unobstructed views of the sea. Wood has been used for the internal decor of the library, creating a somewhat natural feel that readers appreciate.
I think the library is very beautiful. I read about this place on the internet and think it's very romantic, so I bring my girlfriend here.
It's named as the loneliest library in the world. Reading is about the relation between people and book. It's indeed a lonely behavior. I think it's great to have a place to settle down and read.
500 square meters in size, the library has more than 10,000 books covering a wide variety of genres. Two-fifths of the books have been provided to the facility through donations. To help promote the loneliest library in the world, a series of events are organized throughout the year. Wang Qianye is one of the staff members at the library.
There are various of community activities held here throughout the year, such as book and poetry readings, and chamber music, concerts, choruses, modern dances, and drama plays. Both the people living here and tourists are welcome to join these activities, and we have been holding them once or even twice a week throughout the year.
Because of its location in Qinhuangdao, which is traditionally a summer resort city, there are seasonal variations in the number of visitors. Staff member Wang Xin admits the numbers tend to swing wildly.
The building is near the sea, so there are many visitors during summer, around 600 to 700 per day. Sometimes it can reach over 1,000 people, but in winter there are only 70 to 80 people per day, and the number is around 300 during weekends.
Opened in 2015, the world's loneliest library has seen some 160,000 people through its doors so far. For CRI, I'm Victor Nick.